it's clear that the British government are trying to evade accountability and responsibility for their central role in the conflict. Due to the report from the police ombudsman in recent months, we now believe that the man who overseen the assassination of Councillor Eddie Fullerton was a British military agent who went on to be responsible for mass murder. He oversaw, in our opinion, the massacres at Castle Rock and Greysteel, where 12 people, innocent people, were murdered. So we believe that the British government are very worried now at the ongoing emergence of information, at the fact that they would be held accountable, in this case, for the assassination of an elected representative in Donegal, and indeed for protecting mass murder by their own agents in the years that followed.
And indeed, it has taken so long for this to reach this stage that, following the Ombudsman's report, that no action will be taken on that.
Well, that's the intent of the British state. And remember that very, very few British soldiers or British military agents ever served a day in jail, even though there were literally tens of thousands of Irish Republicans who were imprisoned during the conflict. So the British state are trying to evade responsibility, evade accountability, to protect their own military agents, including in this case a mass murderer. And we will fight them, we will resist that, and we will get to the truth about the central role of the British state in our conflict, how they directed loyalists, how they armed them, trained them, resourced them, and then protected them after they committed murder across the board.